Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, I hope you are having a great day today. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
What's going on? Is it a Sorrentella?
How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing just fine. What you got going on today?
Work, but I'm here. Can't complain.
Okay. If anybody didn't know, our showcase coming up tomorrow. The Summer of Asia Tour comes to Baltimore. We're going to be at Club Reverb with a couple of artists from Philadelphia, Baton Rouge, Baltimore, and the surrounding areas.
Yes, well, I definitely am looking forward to the show. We've been talking about it for weeks now. We definitely have a good show for you guys though coming up. We have our special guest, Chef Ty, who will be joining us later. But let's get into our first track of the day. And this is by our special guest who was on a couple weeks ago, Lana J. This is Fine Wine.
Shorty, I got a thing for you. Can't even clean me out. Are you afraid? 'Cause I'm here to stay. Thought you knew what I was about. I just got to have you, baby. It's true, you are so amazing. Without you, I'm turning crazy. How much it will say my name?
No drugs. I met this shorty girl just the other day. She was looking good when she passed my way. Shorty got nice tips, nice lips, and nice thighs. She ain't no one night chick. She can be my wife, Miss Washington. That sounds really nice. I treat her like a queen. She's always iced up, so when she pass by, she make the sun cry. She's my independent busted baby, no lie. I keep it real true to her, and I ain't gon' lie. I wouldn't be a man if I ever made her cry. Now listen, baby.
Lenny J and Sean Taylor. All my fellas to grab a sexy lady and make your way to the dance floor.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said he loved the way I whine. It's like time stood for a little while. The way he tightly grabbed my hip, right, left till I made him stiff. We making love on the dance floor. It's like it's just us on the dance floor. He telling me he want more. Yeah, he telling me he want me more. So I arch my back out just a little bit, just to show him what I'm working with. Poke my ass out, then I made it wet. He said, baby girl, never leave, you gotta stay. The rock keep pouring through the club tonight. The rock through my cup and I'm feeling light. Candy hit my number, said I gotta leave. Clock struck 12 and I fled the scene.
Wine, wine, wine.
Said he wanted lunch, wanted to eat me up. So I smiled, ran to his place. Face on fleek, body full of lace. Handing me some roses and a little kiss. Told him have a seat, show him what he missed. And boy, I'm about to take you to a crazy place. Gonna have your butt come in a crazy way. Tick tock for him, then I whine for him. Then I sat on the cookie and I grind on it. Huh, yeah, I grind on it. Yeah, I sat on the cookie, fine wine on it.
wanna show them how it's done.
Baby, tell me what you really want, cause I will do anything you really want. Let me lick you from your head to toe, let your body give and let your body know. Baby, tell me what you really want, cause I will do anything for you.
A lot of her, you know, tracks and her videos and stuff that she has on there. Yes. All right. Well, let's get to this next track. This is Shorty by KD featuring J Dub.
Shorty, I got a thing for you. Can't even play me now. Are you afraid? Cause I'm here to stay. Thought you knew what I was about. I just got to have you, baby. It's true, you are so amazing. Without you, I'm turning crazy. How much it will say my name?
I met this shorty girl just the other day. She was looking good when she passed away. Shorty got nice tips, nice lips, and nice thighs. She ain't no one night chick. She can be my wife, Miss Washington. That sounds really nice. I treat her like a queen. She's always diced up, so when she passed by, she makes the sun cry. She's my independent, busted baby, no lie. I keep it real true to her, now I ain't gon' lie. I wouldn't be a man if I ever made her cry. Now listen, baby, I'ma treat you real good. Better than the other man's ever had could. Now hear me out, shorty, I got a thing for you. Shorty, I got a thing for you. Shorty,
I got a thing for you. Can't even play me now. Are you afraid? Cause I'm here to stay. Thought you knew what I was about. I just got to have you, baby. It's true, you are so amazing. Without you, I'm turning crazy.
She looking mighty fine, how you get so good? Yeah, I dig the way you talk, cause it sounds so hood. You like every dream and I just can't wait. Can we set up a date? Cause I just can't wait. Name the time and place, I'll be right away. I anticipate your pretty face, those luscious legs, them juicy lips. A word to God, that's what I wish to get. And how I live is like the stars. We can take the limousine if you don't like the cars. You not like a broad, let's crown the queen. You can spit game, but she's down for me. Birds crowd to me, but they need to fly away. Cause all I have in need, stand right beside Dre. Yeah, fly away, huh? Cause I'm singing with my shawty.
Shawty, I got a thing for you.
you. Can't even play me now. Are you afraid? Cause I'm here to stay. Thought you knew what I was about. I just got to have you, baby. It's true, you are so amazing. Without you, I'm turning crazy. I want you to stay my lady.
Oh, yeah, we back, y'all.
All righty, and we're back. Let's get to the first caller.
Hello, say your name. Where are you from?
First man standing, time to get up. Once your line's broken, then too much, you lost luck begging, pretending. Which way you headed? Too fucked up, far beyond and back. Off a double stack, two or three and a dank sack. A spinal attack to get you relaxed like a brain cell crash. Like a car in the dark, lost on a down road. Pay attention, take it slow, cause who'd have ever even known me? Accompanied by drugs would get your stereo blown, twisted, mangled, controlling strings that I dangled. How to handle my feelings are all tangled. Should I go straight up this 90 degree angle? Here's my emotions written on this fucking table. The contents, wondering if it's nonsense. My sweat and effort, respect my conscience. You think it's for my health, studying, writing to release myself, gain some trust, play what I got dealt. These cards that we're holding, do you have feel what I felt? Ignorance, anger, jealousy, dishonesty, world's corruption, monotony. Realize it's how you handle it. Sneaky, scandalous girls and random fucks on a list. Spontaneous, you hit to boxes to tape up and lick. Working jobs, small money, it's fucking sick. Yeah.
Yes.
Alrighty. 919-791.
What's up, y'all? This is 2:15 Jackson. How y'all doing today?
What's
yeah, thank you for
finding yourself.
I'm good. I'm good. I got a few songs I'm gonna send y'all tonight. I got some new songs, and I'll be back on Blackout Radio show around the first.
Okay, that's what's up.
You can find me at TUPAXTINA Jackson on Spotify, TUPAXTINA Jackson on YouTube. TUPAXTINA, the number two letter U on SoundCloud. What y'all got going on today?
We got a special guest
that'll be joining us a little later.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I appreciate y'all letting me call in.
I appreciate you.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for calling in.
All right, let's get to the next caller.
267-975.
What up, what up? Stevie Shield, Fresh Bars, here we go. I swing swords like shinobis. Sucker MCs get treated like jabronis. Swine flying rotors out the air like Ginobili. Every time you see me when you stare, I'm like Kobe. Cold-blooded killer got the black ice on my veins. I'm more steely than damn Pittsburgh going insane. My granddaddy was a mole fighting off the clan. Fast forward to today and it's still the plan. I'm staying cooler than a polar bear's toenail. I'm digging up bodies down, stashing behind Yale. Ain't nothing really you could say to me. Sticks and stones break bones, but your words are weak. West Coast is the best coast. We don't struggle, every day dedicated like Nipsey Hussle. Right hand to God, this is a victory lap. If you get caught slipping, take a permanent nap.
Peace.
Okay, they dropped.
Hello,
hello.
Let's go through another track.
Six,
Hey, hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Sean Felder, Essex. Energy Drinks, how y'all doing today?
We're doing fine in yourself, Sean. How are you doing?
Oh, we just had a nasty storm. I think we got caught with that Florida south storm. It just hit New York City. It got pretty bad, but I think it's done now. The sun is breaking up a little bit here in New York. So we had some very hot weather this past week. We got hit with a bit of that storm, but it's still a little bit better now, Keisha. I hope you got my birthday card. Again, happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Well, no, I just sent you a message about it. Cause when did you send it off?
I sent it off last Wednesday. Last Wednesday. You should have got it already. You know how the post office does the mail. Hopefully you get it this weekend.
Yeah, well, no, I have not got it. I haven't gotten it yet. But I'll definitely be on the lookout for it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good. I'm going to be in Atlanta in 2 weeks for Bronx Day Atlanta, the old school hip-hop network. Y'all check that out on social media, Bronx Day Atlanta. I've been going there the past 5 years. Last year was canceled due to COVID, but it's coming back. I'm supposed to have a hip-hop DJ event at Quintana Park with the old school DJs. That's canceled due to the rain, so maybe we'll be back next week. But I want to shout out my girl, Vero G. I was on her show last month, June 30th, promoting Essex Energy Drink. It's out on YouTube. Check out the Vero G Spotlight Show with me and a lovely author, Sean Felder. It's getting like 50 views, so it's picking up pretty good. I think her name is Lanina Carpenter. She's an upcoming author. She gave me one of her books, so it's pretty good to check that out on YouTube. And also, shout out Vero G. She has my Essex Energy Drink ad spot on her June 2021 issue, a picture of me and DJ K. Nikki, my PR. So that Essex ad is on that magazine, so you can go check that out. And also, shout out to a radio station in Dallas, Texas. It's called the Chaz and Vibe Show. We're going to be advertising at Essex Energy Drink. Shout out to them. So you'll see a picture of me and my Essex ad on social media pretty soon. And also shout out to Coastal Transit Authority in Biloxi, Mississippi. They're going to have one of their buses advertise my Essex Energy Drinks. I should get that picture this week. So excited to have these people network and support the movement.
Hey, that's what's up. You stay out there doing big things.
Oh, yeah, you got to be persistent, and too. You know, also what's so amazing, Keisha, even during COVID, you saw me doing different topics besides Essex Drinks. You know, I talked about the George Floyd issue, the Black Lives Matter, of course, the unfortunate death of Kobe Bryant. I did a promotion for a lady friend in Pittsburgh. She was pretty cool. Shout out to Tara Jackson. And also I talked about also, you know, different topics. Of course, the death of the great DMX, Biggie Smalls. I'm going to do something hopefully next week with DJ K. Nikki. We're going to honor Black Rob. Rest in peace to the world. Bad boy legend Black Rob. We'll let you know when that drops. You know, just keep things, keep people interested and keep my movement going on YouTube, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, you know, you definitely got to network and make the dream work. You know, got to be out there and just hitting the pavement.
Oh, yeah, you have to. And you have to market you. Sometimes you can't wait on nobody. You market you. So when people see you out there and you market, promote yourself, they'll take interest because you never know who's watching. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, once I get my case of Essex Energy Drinks, you may see me put pictures of me putting different flavors out. So look out for that pretty soon. And like I said, once again, to everybody, you know, let's all stay safe out here. And, you know, we're going to have a new mayor, too. Keisha, you know, Eric Adams has won the mayor's race. He's only the second African-American to become mayor in New York City history. So shout out to Eric Adams. It was a close race. So he'll be our next new mayor next year once the Blasio leaves. So that's a historic moment for all blacks. So let's support and honor the new New York City mayor, Eric Adams.
Yes, I saw that he won. I was supporting the, you know, I'm not in New York, so don't.
Oh, no, don't worry about that.
You know, I was liking the other lady. I can't think of her name on my hands, but, you know, I'm happy for you guys.
Well, listen, it's a change, Keisha, and we needed it too. So, you know, he's an ex-NYPD top. So that'll help us, and he'll make some changes immediately, unlike that other mayor. And also, we had our essential parade this day in New York City. And a lot of people that didn't get hazardous pay didn't show up, like the New York City Corrections, also the EMT. So, you know, our governor said during the pandemic, if you had worked during the COVID, you were entitled to hazardous pay. Yeah, I even worked security during a couple of months. I didn't get my hazardous pay either, Keisha. So we're fighting for that. Hopefully that will come through. So, like, once again, so all the New York City frontline ones who worked during the pandemic, keep fighting and get that pay. And the ones who's at the parade, we salute you. So, like, once again, we'll salute Eric Adams as our next New York City mayor. And I'm going to end it right there. So you guys keep on grinding, stay safe. And also shout out to my PR DJ, Kate Nikki. She's going to be out there DJing again. And y'all just be safe this weekend.
Yeah. Well, definitely. You guys definitely deserve some new leadership. So I'm definitely happy for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you again, Keith. Like I said, let's all support our new mayor, Eric Adams. And once again, y'all check me on the YouTube, show off all the Essex promotion, and look out for that new YouTube video as I salute. Also, one of Rap's fallen legends, the legendary Black Rob. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for calling in, Sean, and you just stay out there.
You got it. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
All right, let's get to one more caller before we get our special guest on the line.
702-425, you're live.217-331, you're live. 217-331, you're live. All right, we'll try one more. 602-814, you're live. 602-814. All right, I probably got a screen.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go to Love for Sale by Lou Battle.
I just don't understand. I work from sunup to sundown. And it just ain't good enough. I work my fingers to the bone. You still wanna ride down the street? Love is supposed to be for a lifetime, baby. But I guess that's something that you don't understand. I work hard, 9 to 5, baby. You ain't gon' find a better man. 'Cause I do all I can. Every day I bring my check home to you. Ain't that what a man's supposed to do, baby? Take care of all the cars, and I'll give you shopping money too. But you just keep sneaking around town. Need to settle down. Girl, you can't stop giving me hell. You gon' make me give my love up for sale. Love up for sale, baby. Be free, no. You just want me tied up, so no one else. Sleep, baby. Selfish as you can be, yeah. Seem like the more I love you, baby, the more you keep on dogging me. But you just keep sneaking around town. Need to settle down. No more than you. See my love up a sail and the alphas are pouring in. They say it's a lot of fish in the sea, baby. So I guess I'm jumping in, jumping in, jumping in. And it's a shame, 'cause I was on your hook for a long, long time. Taking eggs home for meeting you well. Oh yeah. No, 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 no. Oh, oh. No, no more brothers in bed, huh?
Oh, we're back, y'all.
Yeah. Alrighty. And I definitely like that joint with a good vibe. Yeah. And alright, while we're still waiting for our special guest, let's go to the next caller.
Hey, family, it's Ann Jules calling from Massachusetts into the Royal Crush Takeover show on Blackout Radio. That's what's up.
Hey,
what's
sis
up, Angels? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm digging that flow. Wow. How are you guys, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens?
I am doing great. I cannot complain.
That's what's up. Yes, and happy birthday. I meant to say it last time. OMG.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Wow, yes. I hope you're celebrating, because we're celebrating you, sister.
I did. I celebrated my birthday 2 weekends in a row. But,
yes.
You know, it is my birthday, so I can do that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. I'm so grateful. I appreciate all your support. I appreciate you letting me call in and show my support for y'all and to shout out and do my thing. And much love to Blackout Radio, the Love of Our Hayes, and to Royal Crush Keisha here on Royal Crush Takeover Radio. I'm so grateful to you guys for having me on at Jesus Angels and for playing our music and for all your love and support.
Appreciate you as well, Angel.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you too, sis.
Well, thank you so much. And shout out to Carlito810 and to Tupac Tina, my family here on Blackout Radio. Shout out to my man, to Earthman J, and to Sugar Hill Gang. You know, it's kind of sad that we lost Robin Noise Temple, who was part of my band, but I always keep the Temple Dynasty in my thoughts and my prayers, and I can't not do that
you know, as my heart is broken, missing my brother and my mentor and my inspiration. And he was a legend before he passed away. And so I just like to keep his legend alive by, and that's all we can do is like play the music that, you know, we all create and keep the music alive. And I appreciate y'all keeping the music alive here on the show.
Oh, definitely, sis. You know, that's how, you know, people who, you know, we have loved and cared about, you know, that's how they live on through us, you know, speaking their name and lifting them up in any way, you know, that we can.
Yes. Yes. Truth spoken. Yes, sister. Yes, queen.
Yes. I'm
you
sure
guys
he...
take care. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I'm sure he hears you and he appreciates you, you know, on the other side.
Aw, definitely. You know, I know he's got something to do with the fact that my brother Keith Jones from Crip Hop Nation Worldwide won 2 Emmys. You know, that's incredible work. And so shout out to Keith Jones and to my brothers, Leroy Moore, the co-founders of Crip Hop Nation. Rob Denoy's Temple was part of it as well. And as you guys already know, if all the callers and listeners are listening out there, we provide a platform for the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the blind, the elderly, and the poor. So, you know, I'm on a 10th anniversary CD with Wonder Mike. And Rob Denoy's Temple and Leroy Moore have he and I have a collaboration track called Sugar Free Queen, so check that out. But yeah, you know, people like us, you know, sometimes people get overlooked because of these different categories that they put us into, but you know, as you know, as I know, that we are all creators and we just bring a platform for people like that because sometimes it's harder for us to get out there and get out on the street or get up on stage or whatever, people to get their creation out there. So I'm just grateful to be a part of it. And you're right. He's definitely, Rob Denoy's Temple is definitely looking over us all, watching us all from heaven. So thank you, sis, for all your love, support, and your positive vibes, and much love and hugs to you guys, and salute, fam. I'm going to cut it short because I know you guys got a great show ahead, and much love to your guests.
Well, definitely, thanks, sis. We definitely appreciate you, and, you know, for all the love and support you've shown us over the years, so we can only return it in kind.
Oh, my pleasure. You are so very welcome. So very welcome, fam. I love y'all. You guys take care. Have a great summer and happy birthday, Cancer.
Thank you. All right. Well, you definitely
love y'all.
Be safe out there, sis, and love you as well.
You too. Hashtag run tell that. Peace, y'all. Salute, fam.
Alrighty, well, I see our special guest definitely in the queue. So let's bring on Taste of Pies. I messed it up. Taste of Pies Kitchen, Chef Ty.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
I'm doing fine, Miss. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good on this rainy day.
Okay. Yes, is it? Definitely, it's a little rainy out there.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely was glad that you could do this with us today when he, you know, like, sent me your information. And I was like, oh, okay, she definitely looks cool. So I was very interested, you know, to have you on and to talk with you a bit. So I see, you know, that you've basically been raised up in the kitchen. Do you have, because people always wonder, like, do you have, like, a favorite dish?
Yes. I mean, my favorite dish to cook, I would say is probably mac and cheese. That's one of my famous dishes. That's one of my favorites to make. My favorite thing to eat, though, is seafood. I love seafood, but I always try to incorporate different things in my menu. So well, I love to cook overall, but my favorite thing to make is macaroni and cheese, big macaroni and cheese.
Okay, okay. I'm definitely here for the macaroni and cheese. Yeah, definitely. But I also see father being Dominican. Does that, I know that that influences your food as well, and from him being from the island.
Of course. I mean, I didn't grow up with my father in my household, but, you know, it still run through my bloodline. So I definitely have a lot of Caribbean foods on my menu. I try to, you know, do different things with the Dominican side. I do Spanish food. I do Jamaican food. I do really anything somebody could throw at me, I'll throw in there. You know what I mean? But I definitely have a lot of the Latino flavor in there with the different spices that I use and the herbs that I use.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's up. So since you kind of grew up in the kitchen, was that just, you know, like picking your profession, was it just because you loved it, or you kind of steered your way in that direction?
So honestly, I've been cooking since I was 10 years old. It was something that I always loved to do. And it's so funny because it started with me almost burning my mother's kitchen down at 10 years old trying to make some home fries. I overheated the oil and it turned into fire, and I threw water on it not knowing no better. But I never really had the thought to have to do a business in cooking or to even cook professionally. My mom was very strict on me in school and my academics, so it was like doctor, lawyer, things like that. I initially started out in the medical field. When I was in high school, that was my trade. And then once I went into college, I went into the legal side of things. And most of my life, I've been working, you know, in the legal field. So just 2 years ago, I decided to do this food business because I was out of work for surgery. So that kind of inspired me. I was like, you know, I need to make some money somehow. And I'm just thinking about things that I'm good at. And I'm like, well, the thing I'm really good at and the thing I love to do the most is cook food. So I was like, maybe I'll sell some dinners and see what happens. So I did that. I actually was selling lunch at my job that I was out of. And I sold about 50 plates. So I was like, wow, I made over $1,000 in one day. I said, man, this is a hit. I'm going to keep doing it. So I started doing it every week at my job while I was out of work for 2 months, and then it just turned into a thing. I started selling food in different establishments, like lounges, hookah lounges, and then I started hitting the streets, and, you know, that's where I've been at for the last year now, and I'm working on getting a food truck, so it's been booming since.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's definitely what's up. I think sometimes, you know, like our, what, you know, you make, feel that you're destined to do kind of also picks you in the end, you know, because I'm definitely in a field that I never thought that I would be into, you know, but I can't imagine my life, like, without what I'm doing, so, you know, I think sometimes it definitely chooses you.
Yep, that definitely is correct.
Yeah. I said, if I really was thinking about it, I said, we should have thought we could get some food up here, because I am surely
absolutely. Absolutely, man. Anytime, just let me know. Whatever you're thinking about, I can make it for you.
All right, well, I'm definitely going to let you. Don't invite. Look, I'm a fat girl, so I told when I was single, I used to tell guys on dates, like, look, don't want to think I'm going to be getting a salad because I'm not. But I will definitely let you know. I will definitely let you know.
For sure, for sure.
Yep, so you talked about, like, doing a food truck. You know, like, so right now, like, how can people, you know, like, find you to see, like, where, you know, like, they can, you know, get a dinner, or, like, how can people find you?
So it's best to contact me through social media. Right now I have an Instagram page set up at Ty's Kitchen. That's TY_S_kitchen. I post my menu on there every week. Right now I'm currently selling food 2 days a week. It's normally Saturdays and Sundays. There are times where I'll throw in an additional day in there, but I keep everything posted on my Instagram page. I also have Facebook. It's the same thing, Ty's Kitchen. That's T-Y-S Kitchen. I have also a business line. People can call me with any inquiries at 631-397-1730. I also have a website for any catering needs or any other inquiries if you want to do it through online. That website is www.tasteofthaiskitchen.bigcartel.com. And I also have an email. You can email me directly at tyskitchen19@yahoo.com. That's tyskitchen19@yahoo.com. I offer catering services, meal prep services, lunch, dinner service, and any other food needs. I have some customers that just don't like to cook and don't have anybody to cook for them, and they just, you know, they need dinner on every Wednesday and Tuesday. You know, whatever it is that you need, just give me a call and we can work something out.
Okay, that's what's up. And I'm going to put all of that, like, on my Facebook page.
Okay.
You know, just so people, people can see it all right there. But I like that, you know, like, you definitely make it convenient for people. You know, because it is a lot of people that, you know, either can't cook, don't, you know, really have a desire to cook. And if you're willing, you know, to help them out, and, you know, just that's always a good look.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I just wanted to throw this in. When I first started the year before last, I would take some of my proceeds and go feed the homeless down under the bridge on 83 every weekend. I had stopped doing it once COVID hit. You know, COVID hit pretty hard, so that kind of stopped me from doing it. But I'm looking to pick it back up again now that things are starting to open back up. I did have a lot of people that would reach out to me and, you know, want to do it with me as well. So I want to keep everybody posted on that. Look out for that on my social media page as well. I'm looking for people to help me to feed the homeless on Sundays is when I normally do it. I also have an event coming up in August. I don't have an exact date yet, but I'm going to keep you guys 2-year anniversary. I'm throwing a big party with hookah, food, everything included. It will be a ticketed event, so, of course, you got to buy your tickets in advance. And it's going to be an after-hour situation, so it'll be after 11 p.m. So look out for that as well.
Okay. Well, I definitely will get a ticket to that. I think, you know, as... you know, like stewards of the earth, I feel like it's our duty to take care of each other, you know, like in our community. And, you know, for you taking, you know, your time and going down there and just feeding the homeless, I really just commend you for that, because I think a lot of people, you know, they want to ignore, you know, people who, you know, maybe just living differently from them. You know, and I think, you know, COVID has kind of exposed a lot, you know, that were always going on, you know, like in our community. You know, my background is in the nonprofit space, you know, so I've always kind of been aware of different things, you know, just because of my work. But, you know, with COVID, it kind of, you know, like, we had a stay in home order, but where do you go if you don't have a home?
Right.
You know, like,
right.
There's things that people, you know, like, kind of just wasn't really aware of. And I've just always, you know, just had a soft spot for people, you know, who just having some struggles in life, you know, because, I mean, you never know where you can go in life. And I feel like, look, we're all one situation away from you know, losing your home, losing your life, just any
your car, anything.
Just any situation. You just never know, you know, like what can happen in life. You know, so instead of, you know, looking down on people, you know, try to be a source of inspiration for people because you don't know who's out there and what their story is.
Right.
You know, so
that's so true.
You know, I'll definitely be getting a ticket. Like I said, I like
that.
To eat. I like to eat, and if you like to eat, you're gonna love my food. All right, then. Well, I am definitely there. You know, but I like supporting people who are doing positive things. You know, like in our community, and that was like really the motivation for us doing this show was to highlight. Mm-hmm. You know, people who are out here and doing, you know, like good things. You know, sometimes. You know, when you look at the news, all you hear about is the worst of Baltimore, and mm-hmm. yes, you have that, you know, but you have a lot of love here as well, and that doesn't always get the shine, and that's always been my beef with the news, you know, but I'll get off my soapbox, but
well, I appreciate you guys for having this platform because, you know, like you said, they always shine light on the negative and not enough of the positive. And it's a lot of positive things going on in the communities. I'm not even from Baltimore, but, you know, I find a way to give back to the communities. I sell my food in the city. I live in the county, but I sell my food in the city. And it's like, you know, I drive through there and I see, you know, how people living in this, you know, it's unfortunate and sad. And I just be like, man, I wish I could do so much more. So the little bit that I can do, you know, I try to do it to the most. To the 1,000% for real. And, you know, it's not a lot of shine on people like me and, you know, doing things like I'm doing it and doing even more and even better things. You know what I'm saying? You don't really hear about it or see about it. All you hear is about the killings and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's, you know, it's discouraging for the youth, the younger people coming up, you know, to always hear about all the shootings. They don't hear enough of what positive is going on around them so that they can know that they can do it too.
You know, and just knowing that there is a different way, you know, we don't all have to be from the street, you know, to make a good living, to live well. I think sometimes, you know, especially in our community, you know, people think, you know, that you can only, you know, like get money if you are singing and dancing or, you know, or if you play sports, and that's not always the case. You know, that's not the case at all. You know, you can have just as good a life in any field, and that is what, you know, like kids need to be more exposed to.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
You were saying something.
Yeah, if he wasn't a chef, what would you do? What would you be?
Honestly, I mean, growing up, I always wanted to be a lawyer, but once I went to school for law, it changed my perspective because I was caught between whether I would be a defense attorney or a defense attorney, or if I would be a prosecutor. And, you know, I got caught up with possibly defending somebody that's, you know, that committed a murder and then possibly sending somebody to jail for something they didn't do. So it just put me in a place of feeling like I couldn't do it. I couldn't choose. And that was something like the legal field is something that I'm passionate about as well especially because of our community, how our people are treated. I always felt like I could change the world and I could make a difference if I was an attorney and I could, you know, fight these different laws and change things. But, you know, I'm just a small pea in the pie. So that changed everything for me. At this point, I know if I wasn't cooking food, I would be some type of, you know, other business person. I would still be an entrepreneur because it's just meant for me. I'm not meant to work for nobody else and, you know, build somebody else's empire. I'm here to build an empire for my family and my legacy for my kids. So, you know, I definitely would be an entrepreneur. I'm not really sure what I would do because I'm good at a lot of different things. And it kind of makes it difficult for you to choose, you know?
I definitely understand it. And like I said, sometimes I think you're, you know, like your passion, and sometimes find you in a way. But and I definitely like that, you know, just being that entrepreneur. And you know, it comes with its ups and downs. Did you find that that it was challenging for you to, like, especially with, like, your mom? Was it hard to get her to buy into it, or was she like, okay, baby, I don't know how we're going to do it, but I'm with you. Let's jump.
So, I mean, for me, it wasn't really hard for my mom to, you know, be down for it or support me in it, because, you know, my mom supports me in anything I do. And this food business, this is actually not my first business. I actually started my first business in 2012. I had a boutique online selling clothes, shoes, and hair. So it's not my first experience as an entrepreneur. It's just that I'm more passionate about this than I was about owning the boutique. And my mom, she supports me in everything I do. And she's, you know, she's not one of those moms, you know, you have family, they like, oh, you got a business, you selling stuff, but can I get a discount or can I get it for free? My mom like, no, I'm a pay too. So she definitely supports me in everything I do. She even tries to help me cook, but I'm like, no, you can't cook because it tastes different than my food. It's different, even though, you know, our recipes are similar. And some of them I got from her for real, but it just, I got a little different flavor, I guess, and a little bit of different love that goes into my food. So it tastes different, but yeah, she's all for it for real.
Yeah, well, that is definitely great. You know, it's like you got her recipe and you didn't just rant with it, you know. But I definitely like that she was just down. And you know, it's always good having your you know, like people that's in your corner and support you. But that is one of my like pet peeves with people, you know, who want discounts. Like, you're not at Walmart trying to get a discount, but you order
right.
You order with me about a discount.
Right.
Like, really,
right,
people.
Right. Yeah, it's unfortunate, and it happens more with our people than anybody.
It does.
You know, I had a few customers come to me one time, like, oh, if I don't like the food, then what? And me, I'm just like, you know, if you don't like the food, you can have your money back. I'm not, you know, I'm not one of those people where I'm going to make a big deal out of it. And quite frankly, I'm so confident in my food that I know you're going to like it. So if you tell me that you don't, I know it's just, you just want your money back. And it's okay. I get it. I'm like, and if you don't like it truly, I understand that too. I don't have no problem giving you a refund, giving you another one to see, you know, something different. It, you know, we can work something out. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess they come with the territory. You know,
what you do, yep.
Well, yeah, let's see if we got a caller. Maybe they have a question for you, and then we'll just let them promote, and then we'll close out the rest of the show.
Okay, awesome.
Go to the a caller right here.
I don't think we have any hands up.
Yeah.
586-443-69, where are you from? Say your name, where you from?
8-6-4-4-3-2-6-9-5-3-1-2-6-9, you're live. All right, we got 734-912.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, hello.
Seven,
where are you from?
Yeah.
734-912.
That's fine, because we don't. I was trying to say it was
8-7.
Somewhat.
872-627. 872-627, you're live.
810-944, you lie. Okay, maybe it's just listeners.
Okay, that's fine. So, Chef Todd, did you have any, like, events or anything that you're going to be taking part of that, you know, you want the listeners to know?
Well, actually, I will be at an event this Friday, tomorrow. It starts at 9 p.m. It is the, hold on one second.
The Summer Invasion Tour.
Yeah, yeah. It's tomorrow, the Summer Sizzle Invasion Tour at 9 p.m. I will be selling platters there tomorrow. I also will be out Saturday selling food. I'll post my menu on Instagram. And, again, that event that I was telling you guys about earlier, I'm going to have more information posted about that soon. More than likely, it's going to be, like, the first weekend of August and, you know, that's going to be a celebration of my two-year anniversary for starting my business. And then, you know, if that goes well, I'll probably make it like a weekly thing where I'll have, you know, an event selling food, hookah, and things like that. Something real laid back for people to come out and get away and do something different and eat some good food while they're hanging out, you know?
Okay, cool. So I will be getting food from you tomorrow then.
All right then.
You know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know what the menu is for tomorrow? You don't know yet.
Yes, actually, I'm gonna. I do know what's gonna be on the menu. I'm gonna do some honey Old Bay wings, some jerk wings, my famous six cheese mac, garlic string beans, and I may do some desserts. I'll probably do my banana puddings. We call them nana puddings. And yeah, that's what's gonna be on the menu for tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I am going to be looking forward to it because, like I said, I'm hungry and I'm ready to eat.
I got you, man. I'm going to make you a nice fat plate, too.
All righty. I'm definitely looking forward to it. Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I appreciate you guys again.
And we definitely appreciate you for coming on and doing this with us. And like I said, I you'll be seeing me, you know, and we'll definitely be keeping in touch because I just really commend anybody doing anything, you know, like positive in the city and just, you know, trying to uplift people and really just giving back. That's where my heart is, and that's just something I love to see. So I will always support people, you know, that's doing something good in the city. Our other callers and listeners that tuned into the show today. And if you want to know how you can get your music played on the show or schedule an interview for the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter. And you can hit my co-host up at Mr. Lento that on IG as well. But let's be kind to one another, people. I know things is getting rough out here and things are opening back and from whatever your perspective is, things may be getting easier, but let's be kind to one another and let's all stay safe. So we will be back with another show next week and